Hi, so this is part two of the Inside Out Revolution. In the last video, we just explored how your thoughts will play a fundamental role in determining how you feel. And how you feel will ultimately determine whether you react negatively and abruptly and impulsively, or whether you respond calmly and in a well-informed manner prior to taking your actions. Because the actions that you take will determine the outcomes in your life. And the outcomes that you experience, you're ultimately going to have more thoughts about, that again will determine how you feel, and how you feel will again determine your future course of actions and behaviours, which again go on to determine how the outcomes that you experience. And as you're probably becoming able to see, we can end up caught in a bit of a vicious circle, if you like. So, if you can relate to this in any way whatsoever, how can we break this? How can we break this cycle? Well, you've probably heard of, psychological practices such as CBT and counselling and all that sort of thing. Well, counselling is great. We'll sit in a room with someone and we'll talk about how we feel, and we'll go back to way back when mummy took away the spoon too early and we're very sad about that, and daddy dropped us on our head, or we didn't get enough cuddles from dad, or something like that, and we don't feel good about it. Our actions, CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, is phenomenal. People, these specialists will look at how thoughts determine actions, and how actions determine thoughts and behaviours and all that kind of thing, which is great. But for this section of this video, all we're going to be focusing on is what happens here in the realm of thoughts. So, in one of the past videos, we'd explored body, soul, and spirit. And if you remember, within the soul comes our mind where the thoughts come in. Our will is how we choose to react or respond to the situations and the circumstances that we face, and ultimately they determine our feelings. So if you like, these two elements of the vicious circle are encompassed within our soul. Our soul is where this happens, where the thoughts come from, the thoughts come into our head, and then determine how we choose to whether we choose to focus on them, whether we choose to dwell on them, and will determine how we feel about ourselves. But you see, I'm going to offer you a very, very simple term today. There's probably a really psychologically based theory or context in which I could apply this, but I'm just going to spell it out. I call it policing your thoughts. Policing your thoughts. Police your thoughts. This is actually the first step towards developing self-control, actually growing in maturity and managing to master our mental and emotional states. Police your thoughts. Now, this has to happen here, as soon as they come in. Now, this does take practice. It's not something that you may master overnight. Police your thoughts like a policeman. Okay, when you are feeling a certain way, if you're feeling a certain way, if you're feeling negatively, what we're going to be looking at in a few videos from now is how to use your emotions as an internal GPS to ultimately trace back to what it was that you were thinking about. But we're going to do these videos in this order, in preparation, so that you better understand the video that's going to come about two videos or so from now. So as you police your thoughts, a thought comes into your head and you're going to feel a certain way about it. If you feel not good, or if you're experiencing some sort of negative emotion that is less than desirable, all right, what you can do at any point is stop. Just stop. You don't have to take action. You don't have to respond. You don't have to react. All you have to do is simply become aware that you're feeling in a way that you really don't want to feel. If you're feeling negatively and you understand this model that ultimately thoughts determine feelings, If you're feeling in a way that you don't want to feel, you just simply have to go back to your thought. You police your thoughts and you think, what was I thinking? Because you see, if you become competent at doing this, then what you now would have is the secrets to determining your emotions and completely controlling your emotional state pretty much all of the time. Sounds really complex, might take you a little bit of time to master this, but it's very, very achievable. I do it. Believe it or not, I still have thoughts that come into my head that tell me I'm not good enough, that tell me I'm useless as I compare myself to other people. And I still do that. I'm a human being like everyone else. But what I have learned to do over the last couple of years is manage my emotional state. I do this by just being aware of what it is that I'm feeling. If I begin to feel, you know, anxious or a little bit nervous or I feel angry or frustrated or something like that, what I'm not going to do is assign the blame for my emotional state onto someone else. Say, I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling because you've done this or you've said that or because you haven't met my need in some way. No, because the way we're going with this, that's kind of irresponsible behaviour. It's not particularly mature. What I do, therefore, is go back to my thoughts. If I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling frustrated, fearful, anxious, a little bit guilty, whatever, then what was I thinking? What was I thinking? To give you an example, there was a man that I know who's a very, very prominent and well-gifted and talented public speaker. He'd asked me to go to one of his events one day where I would carry his iPod or his iPad and take notes, and I would just be pretty much the general's dog's body. Now, as I look up to this man, it's great spending time with him, you know, hearing how he communicates and the illustrations that he makes when he's making really prominent points. I've learned a lot from him over the years. So it was actually quite an honour and a privilege to be asked to accompany him this day to this event that we were going to. Now, I was quite excited about the event beforehand. I was thinking, oh man, it's really good. He must think quite a lot of me if he's asked me to accompany him. And, you know, throughout the event, it was phenomenal. Then we left and we both parted company. He went home and I went home. And as the afternoon progressed, I just grew aware that my emotional mood was just lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering and lowering. To the point, I said, hang about, why am I feeling so rubbish here? Practically. Okay, I was asked to go to this talk this morning, I enjoyed it, it was great, I had a good time. Why am I feeling so? What was I thinking? And as I was able to trace back to the thought, when we parted company, what I had done was compared myself to him. I judged my life and my current life outcomes in comparison to his. And because I perceive him as being a bit further on in life than I am, I didn't feel good enough. I didn't feel that particularly important or special or gifted or talented. And this made me feel rubbish. It wasn't that he made me feel rubbish. It was what I had chosen to accept as true. That's what made me feel rubbish. Now you see, was that thought that came in my head valid? I thought just for a split second, it just kind of snuck in and it kind of got in there somehow. As I compared myself to this man and I said, I'm not as good as this man. All right, I went on to feel progressively worse as the afternoon went on. Was that thought valid? Well, no, it wasn't, because I'm not him and he's not me. He's the expert of his life and I am the expert of mine, so of course it's not valid. But here is the point. You see, when you become confident and competent enough at policing your own thoughts, if you can trace, you know, you can, you're experiencing this negative emotion, this emotion that you really don't want to feel, and you can take it back. And if you can get to the point where you even find that thought, If that thought is not valid, don't validate it. Don't validate it. Just because you think something to be true doesn't mean that it's true. Just because you believe something to be true doesn't even mean that it's true. And just because you feel something, there's no guarantee that there's any substance in that whatsoever. As I mentioned in the last video, you are not your thoughts. You are not your feelings. You are not determined by your actions or your outcomes. You are you. You are you. Your emotional well-being in life will always be determined by the thoughts that you focus on, the thoughts that you choose to dwell upon, the thoughts that you choose to invest time into, whether they're good or whether they're bad. So, to close this video, in order for you to more effectively manage your emotional state and practice being a bit more confident, you must first and foremost learn to police your thoughts and just become more aware of the thoughts that come in your head and just get a bit more effective at managing them more effectively. You see, if negative thoughts come in that aren't valid, as I've said, don't validate them. Until the next video.